Blog Talk Radio.
Fabulous voice.
She had
so different.
She had a health scare a
did
while
she?
Ago. Yeah, and she.
Oh, didn't.
Well, that's. But she never. Actually, she never did too much after.
Yeah.
I think the 80s. She had another number one hit. I forgot what it was. But
she had a lot of them.
She had a lot of hits
yeah.
in the 70s. Right after this, this was her peak. You know.
Yeah.
Ruby Red Dress. I Don't Know How to Love Him. All of this
right.
was the 70s.
I don't
oh,
know how to
that
love.
Great voice. Thank you, Helen Rennie. Thank you, people, for joining us.
Yes.
She's raising the bar.
You got that right.
Blog Talk Radio. This is the place to be this week. This week is going to be the Women's Wave on
Wave.
January 19th.
I don't like that word.
Why?
I don't know.
No,
it's,
you know why? You know why they're saying,
silly in my eyes.
You know why they're saying a wave?
No, I know.
Because
it's,
politically, it's a red
it's become,
wave.
It's become, right,
wave,
right, exactly.
So it's the women's wave. And supposedly, this is going to be probably the biggest since 3 years ago when everybody organized and mobilized and created what seems to be, and hoping it's going to last regardless, of this administration, but this is going to be the biggest one since 2016.
You know, it's funny, if you think about it, I wonder, this is like a big wonder, and we'll know within 2 years, God willing, we're awake alive
yeah.
That if he doesn't get voted back in, if this will still happen,
you know,
that's what I'm thinking. I don't think it's going to be such a big deal anymore.
Probably not. Now, think about this.
It's just like we're protesting against the president.
Well, we have to. We never had to do this. Whether I agreed with his policies or not, we never had to do this with W.
No.
We never had to do, certainly didn't have to do this with Obama. We found the reason to say, you know what, we've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now
we're showing our voice.
Very threatened
mm-hmm.
by everything this administration stands for as women. So I would love to say we won't, hopefully we won't have to, but I think it's a good thing too to recognize our strength and power
mm-hmm.
and continue this, and maybe not as vocal, but remember that there is always going to be an ongoing fight. As
right.
women, we will always have to push a little harder, shake our hands a little harder. We definitely need to make our presence known and draw the line in the sand.
Yeah.
So I think that...
But I think the message is coming out very clear to everybody.
Well, you know what?
Things are changing.
It's going to be interesting. First of all, welcome to She's Raising the Bar.
Yes.
Talk Radio. And, yeah, thank you for joining us. Very important week. Very important week.
Especially for who we are
this
and what
is
we stand for.
Absolutely. This is what we're calling our pre-game show. Elite and I are going
mm-hmm.
to be at the Women's March on
Saturday
at
yes,
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock in the morning.
Broadcasting live. Hopefully the weather is with
yeah,
us, but we'll be there.
They're predicting some storms.
We're going to be there regardless. And it's really such a great thing because this happens all over the world. You know, I remember the first one I did, you see pictures of women doing this in Egypt,
mm-hmm.
in London.
Yeah.
Just that everybody is working
and like
in
when
concert.
I was looking at those pictures, you've seen pictures from all over the world.
It's really cool.
And
it's
languages
really,
from all over.
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing
yeah.
because we thought in a way that we were going to be doing it ourselves. Oh, you know, New York and
mm-hmm.
Washington certainly were going to be involved, and L.A., but when you see the power of the solidarity of women all over the globe, seeing the reason to take their daughters and their sons out to protest anything that is oppressing
women. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So in that, let me introduce the cast of characters. For the past, how many years, Elite?
You say that every week.
Where? 6 years?
It's got to be at least seven. At least seven or eight.
Sitting to the left of
me. It must be so good that you forget, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. You know what? It's seamless. So
right.
It seems like an eternity, but it seems like yesterday. How about that?
It doesn't seem like yesterday.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
I feel like we've been doing this all our lives.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's a good thing. To the left of me, the lovely Elite Ziegelman.
Oh, thank you. And to the right of me.
There you go.
The lovely, multi-talented Lori Towers.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Look at the audience. Look at
thank
that.
Thank you. They're on the feet.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to be, I think, a really great weekend because, you know, it's funny. And you'll get to enjoy the signs and everything.
I love that.
Because we're going to be right on, anybody who wants to stop by and say hello to us, we're going to be at the mouth of Central Park West and 72nd Street. And what we're doing
is... I hope we're not going to be eating alive.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We're going to be where we're going to be for however long we're going to be. I mean, hopefully it's not going to be... It's not going to be...
One more B.
It's not going to be a bad day.
No. It's going to be a great day.
You know, the funny thing is, if... I think they said that the march in Washington might get snowed out because the snow was coming from that direction.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I don't know if there's a rain date, but anybody who's...
knows about it, let us know.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to be shouting out people, the women's group that are going to be...
So, yeah, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
You know, just going back to... If they get snowed out, that means that we're going... That, well, it's not... unity then, because we can't march with all our sisters all over the place.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? It has to happen together.
You have to look
don't
at it
think?
This way. I totally agree with what you're saying, but you know the logic is going to be if they can't march, we're going to have to march for them. If for some reason, and you know what the truth is, I guarantee you that even if there's a blizzard, they'll be women.
I don't
out
think
there.
It'll be. Yeah, I don't think the weather. I don't think the weather's going to be an issue.
They'll be. Well,
not because of the weather. I think it's nothing's going to stop us.
I forgot last year in California. I think there was like some rainstorms, and women were still out there. They were still out there in parkas, and you know, because it's important enough to say, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to go out there, and I'll be out there as long as I can, and. I think that's a good thing. And you know what you're going to enjoy is the different signs that you're going to see. Last year, and I was thinking about this on my way here, there was this little boy who couldn't have been, oh, my God, maybe he was 7 or 8. He was there with his sister. And
how old was his sister?
Oh, my God. She probably was like maybe 5.
Oh, so she's young, too.
Two little things, and he's carrying a sign that says, I'm the only one that could boss her around. And I went,
oh,
my
that's
God.
Perfect.
But, you know,
that's
the thing
perfect.
Is, the parents were right, and that was
his
way of saying, you know, the government can't shut her down.
Right.
I'm the only one that could do it. I'm the big brother.
That's perfect.
And it's people are just so creative with their signs. And, you know, there's such an amazing diversity of people. And, you know, I've always said to you, the Women's March has, we get there, we propel ourselves, but there is something wonderful in the fact that our brothers could walk with us. And I was talking to you about this, I think the other day. What really struck me last year was this same gender couple who happened to be biracial, walking with their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, this little girl, when she grows, has no idea how lucky she is to have two wonderful, strong, secure men.
Mm-hmm. That won't be her problem, though.
Right, but
that won't be her problem
insane.
In life.
She knows these two men knew it was important to be there with her. And she had no idea. She just knew there was a lot of people, it was going to be fun. But she was a part of history.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that there were men marching with their wives, brothers marching mm-hmm. with their sisters, and it just, or friends marching with their friends. People came out to support,
yep.
and I think that's the most important thing, you know?
Totally agree.
And
totally
that's
agree.
Hopefully what we're going to see this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will.
And it's going to be bigger.
Plus
it's
more.
It's going to be bigger, baby doll.
Yeah.
It really is.
Plus more.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, it's tough because they have it at a very uneasy time as far as climate, because
mm-hmm.
in January...
Besides the weather.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. January and February are usually the months that could either be snowy or rainy.
Right.
And you still, you know, but that's
most... It's either that or it's just there's nothing happening then, so people just schedule stuff then.
Well, but the thing is, I
it's
think...
a very lull time in life.
Well, I think the first time it happened, it was direct opposition
mm-hmm.
to what was happening in our government. And it's so funny because I remember speaking with people that... And you and I were together on what I call Black Friday when the inauguration happened. And I remember people telling me an hour after he was sworn in, abortion rights, everything that was on the White House website,
mm-hmm.
Marriage equality, everything came off.
But you know what? It's not going to happen. We're too
well,
strong
you know
for that.
You know what? The thing
we
is,
know what's right, and we know it's not right to do that.
But the important thing is we don't say, well, you know what? He can't do that. We're mobilizing, and
mm-hmm.
we're saying we're going to make sure he can.
Right, right.
You know, and the way things are now, I always said this to you, too.
And I bet you any amount of money he won't acknowledge it either.
Well,
he did last year because it was a big deal. Okay, it was a big deal then. It was the first time it was happening, and he knew it was doing because
well,
of him.
Well, don't forget, I remember in 2016 and last year, Pence, I'm not even going to say Vice President Pence, said, I wonder if the husbands were
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I remember
with
you
him.
Saying
it's
that,
like,
yeah.
You know what? Freak you.
Welcome to the new age.
But that's
Hello.
The whole thing. He is in the June Cleaver.
Mm-hmm. He's old school. There's a
that's
lot of
exactly.
old school
well,
left.
And
I told you that in politics.
And
it's always
I
those
think
old
that that's,
men in old school.
But you know something? Look, I'm going to say this. I've had my difficulties with policies of past administrations. This guy, I mean both of them, but
mm-hmm.
Pence I think is scarier than Trump. I don't think Cheney was as backward. I mean, he was maniacal in his own way. He had his set agenda. But I don't think he was that puritanical. I don't think he thought that women... He and his wife, and this is a movie that everybody should see is Vice. I haven't seen it yet. But as diabolical as he is, he had a certain respect for his wife. He and his wife kind of rule things, I mean, on an equal level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's like Pence in that way of sending it back to you come home, I come home, and you give me my slippers and
right,
my
right,
steak
right, right.
and blah, blah, blah. I don't think it was like that. But Pence is very scary,
yeah,
I think, in
just,
that way.
You know, I'm sure old in Midwest, all that.
And Bible thumping.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can't blame people this way. This is the way they're brought up. Okay? If he was a young boy living today in our time, he would never be that. It's what you're raised with.
I don't know.
It's
See,
what you're raised with.
You know
with.
What? I agree with that to an extent. But you also find yourself embracing a mindset that makes you comfortable.
Yes.
And men like him
yes.
are very insecure, and they would never be with a woman who could challenge them. They
no.
would be with a woman who says yes
mm-hmm.
and does what she has to do.
I bet you any amount of money he wouldn't even be with a woman now.
Well, you know, the truth is, and I always say this, I think the women's movement, and there are many women that I don't agree essentially with the way they live there. But it's about saying, well, you know what, I don't agree with you, but you have a platform to say and be with us. You know, I have a certain mindset. I'm of the Bella Abzug, Gloria Steinem mindset. But not all my sisters are, and that's okay.
No, they're not.
That's okay. But my thing is, okay, I don't have to agree with you, but I embrace you and we move forward.
Right.
And that's what it should be. I don't necessarily know that he's of that mindset.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
No. He's not not that balanced and new age here.
No. And there's a certain look in his eye that
and you know what? He when you see him on camera, he has a very bad way of repeating himself constantly. It's the same sentence over and over again, just in different phrases.
Well, you know something? It's very hard.
It's scripted.
Well,
he's all scripted. I don't think he has his own voice.
He's not comfortable.
No,
he's not
you
a
could
person,
just tell.
He's not a person that was able to... Look, before this, I never heard of him.
Let me tell you something. He's the only guy that Trump could have as a vice president because he has no say. He has no words.
And you know something?
He has no personality.
Can I be honest with you? He's the only one that people would say, oh, my God, we can't have him.
Right.
So that's why...
But I'm just saying in general, it's just that's why Trump would pick a guy like that.
Before him, I never heard of him.
No.
I never heard of Mike Pence, to be honest with you.
No.
And maybe I'm not digging deep, but I never heard of him before this.
Yeah.
So, but that said, it's a wonderful thing that everybody and different groups are deciding to organize and just be part of a wonderful thing. I mean, these are exciting times. As bad as they are, the stuff that we're going to be a part of on Saturday is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think so, too. It's, you know, stating that, you know, we're here, we're not going anywhere, and if you don't like it, too bad.
And I always envied, because, you know, you and I are pretty much the same age, a year apart. And I always remember...
She's older, people.
I'm a little older, yeah. And I always envied the people like protesting the Vietnam War and all the wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, people lost their lives in protests.
Yeah.
But the wonderful, you know, climate of the 60s and 70s that people just took to the streets and decided, you know what, I'm paying taxes. I'm paying your salary. You have to listen to me. And I always said, my God, we just missed that. We were too young to be part of that. I heard about it from my mother. Now we're part of it. And now our daughters are part of it. Now our nieces are part of it, our goddaughters. And it's
but
a
I think
great
it
thing.
Happens all the time. I mean, every age. I think it started like when the 60s and up.
But not this proportion. Think about it. I'm talking from a women's point of view, personally. We didn't have as much threatening data coming at us until this shit had came into that's it.
Wow, Lori cursed for the
but
first time
I
on
didn't
the show.
Say, I didn't F-bomb.
No.
PG-13, okay.
Yes, yes.
But we weren't threatened as much as we are now.
No.
And,
well, we're stronger now, and we're not going to take the BS.
That's exactly, you could say bullshit.
Well, I'm not. She cursed
but you
again.
Can. You can. I raised the word because you F-bombed that time. Remember, sweetheart?
I understand.
But I think that's a wonderful thing. And that's what I always think the government is about. I mean, we have a bipartisan system. We have the Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
And you know something? Always going to disagree in policy. But that's okay. If we could do it collectively and do it civilly and just decide we're going to disagree. But you know what? Great things have happened with people challenging each other, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem when it gets to a really dirty level.
Yeah.
And
it happens a lot.
Look, I've got to be honest with you. I wasn't crazy about W. I wasn't crazy about Reagan.
No.
I wasn't. But it didn't get to this level.
Because
it never got to this
level. We have
a
person that's not a politician. And, you know, he's a brat.
Well,
so he wants to get his way, and he can. And that is the part people don't understand. He can do whatever he wants. And we argued since day one. I told you, I said, there's no way he's going to get impeached. He's untouchable. And he could rant and rave and say what he wants forever and ever because he can.
I think there's going to be something.
No.
Okay.
No. Another year and a half we have, and he's gone. People are already running.
I think there's going to be something.
But, I don't think so.
But again, we elected him in, and that is the problem. We thought we were electing somebody who's just...
we thought that somebody was going to... I mean, he is doing what he said he was going to do. I have to tell you that. Not that they're right, but he's doing what he wants to do. And that's the scary part. He's doing it. And that's why these people voted for him. It's the ones that are racist and don't want people from other countries. And they're very happy with his progress.
Of course.
So those are the we.
Well, that wasn't us.
And take away the politics, we have to be aware of these people.
But absolutely.
And we live with them every day.
But that's...
Day in and day out. There's Trumps all over the place. There are.
Of course.
Just don't have the money.
Well,
but there's a. You're putting Trump in a word of racist because that's what he is. He's racist.
Yep, that's exactly
okay?
right.
And that's what we deal with day in and day out.
But see now.
But he is the top man now.
See, the truth is, we're lucky enough to live in a society again. The deeper part of the Midwest. These are people that will vocally. I mean, we might know people that voted for him, maybe you more than me, but they would know better than to say, I voted for him because. There are people that will grandstand him vocally and use it as a medal of honor and say, well, I voted him because he's wonderful this country. Okay, that's not us. You know, the East Coast and the West Coast are really not and never going to be on board with him. Again, Reagan got a lot of support from the West Coast because he
was from there.
Right.
Big actor.
But also, I never agreed with his policies, but he actually held office.
Right.
He actually did something. But this guy, not so much.
But yeah, exactly.
But see,
and that's what basically we're getting mad at. It's just like, how does this happen? But it happens, and it happens every day. It really does happen every day. And you know, we're making wow, wow, wow. We're crying. You could cry all you want. It ain't gonna help. We're just gonna look like babies because that's what we're looking like.
The truth is, this is where the smaller groups need to say, well, you know what, we're going to step up. And look, I have to say the one thing that happened with all this is people got out, and I'm saying everybody, I'm talking about people like on the East Coast, people in New York, now know who their congressman is, now know who their councilman is, because they realize it matters, because they realize we need to vote people into office that represent us.
Right. Listen, I was never into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Until this happens.
Yep.
And then it makes you really interested into what the hell,
absolutely.
You know, who's the congressman?
Absolutely.
Who's this? And what is he running
absolutely.
For? And we need more Democrats. We need to fill the seats.
Yep.
Who knew any of this? I didn't care.
Now
I'm caring because this is with my welfare, okay?
And your daughters.
And
you know, that's the whole thing.
My daughters is my welfare because she's an extension of
that's
me,
what I'm
okay?
That's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm just saying in general, I totally get all that. But then on the other side, you got, and I didn't even see when they were talking. I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer. You know, they're constantly crying, yelling and crying and crying. They look like fools that day. You tell me they didn't look like fools?
No, they didn't look like fools.
I think now they're just like, they look like puppets to me. They're not saying what they're supposed to say. Say it separately. Are you just two side by side?
What you mean when they were talking about...
Together. I mean, they looked silly.
I don't think they did. I think they were going up against him and they made him look like a fool.
All right. Like I said, I didn't watch it.
Look, Nancy Pelosi, there's a couple of things that I disagree with her on, but that's going to be any politician.
Right.
They're not going to be... everything
we
you want
don't,
them to be.
You're talking about
and that's
politics,
fine.
But they're people.
I'm trying to say is, you know, the one thing that we have that's going to butt head with Trump is her.
Right.
And I watch different people on Facebook, and again, all I could say is they're racist. They don't want, you know, I was looking at a couple of people that we know on Facebook and knocking her for letting immigrants in the country, and their parents were immigrants,
mm-hmm.
Italian immigrants.
Right.
But people don't
see that.
But they
don't know that.
Well, what I'm trying to say is
their ignorance.
Right. But like I said, the only thing that I think that we have that's going to knock, I mean, if you look at Trump, he has not made a nickname for Nancy Pelosi.
No.
He even knows he can't,
no.
He can't screw with her. He has not said little Nancy, whatever. He hasn't, because he can, because she is going to make him toe the mark. Nothing is going to go past her. Again, there are a few things that she's done I haven't been crazy about, but she's all we've got. You know, and
right.
She's going to be part
and
of the
And she's a woman.
And she's a woman.
Look at
and
that.
And is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
Thank you, darling. Get heal up. And this is what I love. You know, and I was talking to, I don't know if my sister-in-law is listening to now, but she would be okay with this. My brother-in-law, I love him, but he is a staunch conservative, and I'm just putting it lightly.
He's not alone. There's a lot of people.
No, but we won't ever have any conversation on politics because it's like, you know, why? We have other things in
common.
It's
like me and my mother-in-law.
We could talk about different things,
right.
And we get along on that
mm-hmm.
level. But I was talking to him about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We were over there on Christmas Eve. And I said, look, even if you disagree with the politics, you have to say, this woman is 86.
I know.
86, and she had a lung resection, and she said, well, I can't go into work, so I'm going to work from home. I said, you have to respect that. He goes, oh, my God, I think she's a great woman. I don't agree with her.
Right.
But you have to respect
right.
that dedication to her seat and her belief system.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not.
And her work ethic.
Let me tell you something. Her husband died, and she was at work the next day. Her son died, and she was at work the next day.
It gets her mind off of
and
real life.
And that's it. And she realizes she's got her job. Look, my job is not going to change the world. Your job is not going to change the world.
No.
She has an innate sense that her job does change the world.
Right. And that's why she's
and
done
she's,
it.
And she's there.
Yeah.
So anybody who's going to go out and see that movie this weekend, I think I'm going to see it. What is it?
I forgot. It's like a weird name.
Benefit of Sex or something like
no,
that?
No, As We're Young Again, something
no,
like that.
No, Something of Sex.
Something of Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just saw the commercial, too, before I left home.
Yeah. So that's I think, is it would be, you know, if you're not going to be at the march this weekend, and I know a lot of people that aren't for whatever reason they have, and
mm-hmm.
then that's fine. Do something that's proactive. Do something that makes you feel, you know, set alive
right.
by this whole movement. And I think that movie would be a good idea, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Elite, tell us about...
Well, let's talk about our new segment.
That's what I'm saying. You tell
us
about the new segment.
Well, the new segment is, we'll give you an example. Just like, it's called... I keep forgetting it.
She's my hero.
She's my hero.
Oh, honey. Oh, baby.
I'm thinking of Billy, Don't Be a Hero in my head, and I didn't want to say that. So that's why I didn't want to say it. So She's My Hero.
Bo Donaldson and Haywood.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Billy, don't be a hero.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's going to be a segment.
And that was actually a protest song for Vietnam.
Really?
I'm just letting you know. Good.
Well, you see?
Continue.
Perfect.
Go ahead, continue.
Segwayed perfect into that.
Thank you.
So it's going to be a segment about,
yeah.
you know, we're going to honor, like we just talked about, Ruth...
Yeah,
Bader Ginsburg. We are going to honor some, you know, somebody that's,
yes.
you know, big, that's helping women, you know, progress and
even
move forward.
Even in a small way. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Even if
Whatever.
Our listeners, if you have somebody that you want to call us and talk about, we will be gladly to talk about it. Just let us know.
347-857-1867.
You could call in or
absolutely.
You could even...
Email us directly.
Go on our
absolutely.
Page.
Absolutely.
Tell us. We would love to honor
yeah.
somebody if you
because
think they're worth
that's,
it.
I think that's
yeah, great. It's a great thing.
You know, there's this show on, on PBS. 1300
mm-hmm.
is very progressive. And it's Her Great Idea. And it was about women who have these kernels of ideas, like, you know, what, starting a business,
mm-hmm.
and they end up, you know, millionaire
on $1 million, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the
yeah.
thing, and that's an ongoing, and PBS always has that kind
yeah.
of stuff, but I think that's
that
what
or
we,
concerts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A
oh,
lot
I
of concept,
that.
Yeah.
Well, PBS always has
yeah.
that stuff. But I think that's, you know, and it, you know, She's My Hero could just be anybody that inspires you.
Teacher.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah, well, I think
anybody,
be, yeah.
you know, anybody that you think that should be honored. Who
yeah.
We would love to honor them with you.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect platform
and
for you.
I think
you.
Teachers should come up, you know, think about this. Your exposure to people
mm-hmm.
when you're young.
When you're
is if you're a teacher or your parents.
Right.
And you know, again,
teacher and parents.
Right. But if your parents can't be a role model for whatever reason, you don't connect with them, that happens. Usually it's, you know, a teacher that comes into your life and just
listen, everybody had a favorite teacher.
Yeah.
Everybody
oh, yeah.
had a favorite teacher. We all did. So
yeah.
I think they're, you know, if you know a teacher, let's honor her.
And that's
honor
and
her.
That's the thing. People could always tell you, and I could still tell you, first grade to college professor, people could name,
yeah.
because these are the people that influence your life. And most teachers...
Unless you have a memory like me and you can't. There's only... And I
really?
Yeah, I only remember one, two.
One teacher?
Two. You know, if I really had to think about it, I probably could name three
mm-hmm.
or four. But I can only remember two. Mr. Whitman, which I had such a huge crush
yeah.
on, okay? I even invited him to my Sweet 16,
aww.
Which I never had. And
never
I never had.
Okay.
And Mrs. Deutsch, which I had in second grade. Mr. Whitman was high school. Second grade, the reason I remembered her is because for some reason, I can't remember, but she ended up on vacation with us in Israel.
Huh?
Yeah, she was there the week, 1 week out of the, we were there for the whole summer, and she was there a week. I remember sunbathing with her. I was like maybe five. How old are you in second grade?
Well, you're
seven. So I remember being in the pool, and she was sunbathing.
But why was she there?
I don't know. I think maybe she was going on vacation.
But that's weird.
Maybe she spoke to my mother, and my mother told her. I don't know. It was very weird.
You know,
but that's
something?
Why I remembered her.
That is very weird, because you know what? Again, when... We're this age now. We know the teachers are people. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
I remember as a kid, if you saw a teacher.
Oh, my God. You kidding me?
Oh, my God. I would die.
Yeah. Well, that's how it is when
oh,
Steve goes out and he sees the students. You can see it in their face.
We don't want to see that.
Right. Well, he says, I don't want to go there because I see a lot of students. But you can see in their face. They're so honored
die.
To see the teacher outside the classroom. You can see it in their face. They're so excited.
I never wanted to see my teacher.
Really?
I
oh, they're
the
so excited.
No,
no.
I ran the other direction.
They're so excited.
If my, well, maybe if they're good students. But
right, if
my,
they're good students.
When my mother saw, and that she would call my teacher by her first name, I remember Miss Iannone in fifth grade. I remember my mother running into her in the store. Oh, hi, Diane. I was like, ah, I ran to the next aisle.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I don't want to
wow.
be near this. World's colliding.
That's so funny. You want to hear a story? I mean, I think I spoke to you about this before. Speaking of teachers,
yes.
when I was in high school, and this could never, ever happen now, ever, and it was an as innocent as beautiful gesture that I used to take two buses to school going to high school. Okay?
Yeah, you went to, yeah.
I went to South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to wait on, I think it was Avenue N for the second bus to take me
oh,
to,
I know exactly.
to
yeah, yep.
South Shore,
yep, yep.
My teacher used to pull up and ask for if I wanted a ride.
Mm-mm.
That happened like two or three times. And he was so sweet about it. It was my science teacher, and I can't remember his name, if you could believe it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he took me to school, innocent as anything, because he saw me standing
you
at the bus stop.
You could never do
that
now.
You could never
no.
do that now.
No.
Ever. But
yeah.
he was just a nice guy, picked me up and took me to school.
Wow.
Gave me a
so
lift.
What do you talk about with your teacher?
It was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have
but it wasn't a long ride, you know, so.
No, not me.
But he dropped me off and then he went to park
the car.
Back
in the day, teachers were the enemy.
But isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That could never happen. Though. Those are the different times now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there. You know, and look, for good and for bad, there were predators then.
Oh, yeah.
And our predators now.
Yes. There'll always be. It's a domino effect in families.
The thing is, it's not that it didn't exist then, but
now it's more out there. You hear it more. Because of the media, social media.
And good. It's good that people can come out and say things.
Goodness.
But it's sad that people can't say, you know what, I would just, you know, you're in my class, I'd like to drive you to school. It's sad.
Has that happened?
Because I would want to do that.
Right.
But again, I understand it's a different climate.
Totally different world.
It's a
world.
Different climate.
Yep.
But yeah, that had to be weird though.
And I was comfortable with it.
Were you?
It was uncomfortable because I didn't know what to talk about because I don't know him socially, but it was okay, you know?
But what did he say?
I think he talked about, did you do your homework, this and that.
See,
you know?
I wouldn't want to be cornered with that because I didn't do my homework. I don't want anybody asking me that because I don't. I didn't.
It was just school talk, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, he knew I was on the team, so he asked me how we were doing and stuff like that. So it was just very easy flowing. It really was.
Yeah.
So I always had more of a relationship with adults as I was younger than I did with peers my own age.
Really?
You know, I had a lot of friends, but I always related better with adults.
Right.
It was more ahead of my time, I guess.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
In my time, adults were the enemies.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
I didn't get along with them at all, you know. But that's, you know, again, everybody finds their own path.
Yeah.
That's really
fine.
It.
So that is our new segment, and I think it should be, you know, a lot of fun, and I think it's great to just honor a woman. Even if, you know, we don't hear from you, we will honor our own women that we know.
And you know something, even if it's a younger woman.
Yeah. It's whatever, you know, yeah, of course, definitely, you know, whatever's trending that week, you know, we'll hop on the bandwagon and we'll talk about it.
And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But, see, I think that this is something that should have some continuity. This is something that we should, and again, there's always been this undercurrent of women applauding other women, so on and so forth. But we just didn't see it as much because there wasn't the necessary import of it. Now we realize we're all we've got, and we have to.
Right.
We absolutely have to do this. And, you know, every time, and you were with me, the one time that you saw me speak in public, this is all the stuff I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually start off, whether it's an auditorium or whether it's a small circle of women, okay, I want you to turn to the woman to the left of you and the woman to the right of you. Now I want you to applaud each other because this is how it started. And this is exactly how it started. A small town in the Midwest, a small town upstate, a small town in Ithaca, where women decided, I have a right to vote. I don't want to have to be part of my husband's, you know, bankroll. I don't want to be that. I want to be a different type of woman. And this is how it all started. And this is how it has to start again.
Well, yep. Yeah. Well,
you know, and on a personal note, my mother-in-law, who is going to be 86 next month, February 8th, or 85 next month, February 8th. And she and my father-in-law have been hospitalized recently. And everything that happens with her, everything,
mm-hmm.
everything that has happened to her financially, everything, thank God she's okay, is because of her dependency on men. Whether it was her father or my father-in-law. And I always say, the worst thing that could happen is your dependency on this person for protection and financial backing, and the same thing when you marry into it. And that's my belief system, and I will always believe in that. And I watch this unfold in front of me because everything that, and I'm not saying it's right for everybody, but all my reasons and all my convictions of wanting women to be different unfolds in front of you because you see.
Listen, I can agree with you, and I'm going to totally disagree with you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you that that is the way it was in every household.
Absolutely.
So you cannot put an old woman down that's 85 years old.
I'm not.
She didn't know better.
I'm not.
Okay, so she's used to being with her husband and dependent
but
on her husband.
There are women like Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
mm-hmm.
Bella Abzug, Gloria Steinem, all her age.
Never lasted in marriages either.
Bella Abzug was with her husband until he passed.
Right. So, and then she lived on his own earnings, right?
No.
She was a politician. She wasn't anything more than that.
No, wait, no, wait a second. Wait a second. Bella Abzug was a prosecutor. Bella Abzug was a lawyer. Her husband was a lawyer.
Okay.
So,
she
had her
they
own
had
money.
It together, right. But
she
they
had
it together.
Own. Gloria Steinem is married now and still married.
Okay.
She doesn't have her husband's money.
All right. You got very few women like Bella Abzug and that like that.
No.
That could be independent
listen,
without their husband.
Listen, but what I'm trying to say is, whether it's right or not for the person, you see how it ends up. It doesn't land well.
You talk about 20 years from now, two different women.
I understand, but what I'm trying to say is it's never too old. You're never too old to change your mindset. You're never too old to say, you know what, maybe I can't. I'm not going to go out.
There's a lot of fear in
look,
them.
My mother-in-law is not going to go out and get a job now.
No,
of course not.
Of course
nobody,
so.
Nobody.
We can't even do it in 60.
But what I'm trying to say is, there is a lot that goes wrong with that policy that you see as you're watching people enter their declining years.
At that age.
Right.
Yes.
There's
it
a
will
lot
never
that
happen
goes
wrong. This year. It would never happen.
I hope not.
No.
I hope
on.
Not. But
but
what
I understand what
is.
You're saying. I totally get what you're saying. And, you know, and that's what you're trying to put out there. But
yeah.
You cannot say that about an 85-year-old woman. It's just the way they're brought up.
I can and I will. The difference is, I'm not saying she's got to rewrite history, but all I'm saying is it doesn't work. And it doesn't
work.
It
will never work if you're that way.
But what I'm trying to say is that's why she's the reason it doesn't work, because she is a dependency class who depended on her father and now depended on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But being financially secure, which not what she is, she could now, okay, now I have to think about my house is paid for. I have money in the bank, thank God. Now I have to decide whether I could move forward to a life with my husband not being the same partner he was.
Well, it's not about money then, because the money's already
but
there.
What I'm trying to say is women are entwined with the financial.
It's not, you're not talking about finance now.
Listen,
because they're already financed, they're already financed.
But it's control, and it's dependency, and it's not.
How long hasn't your father-in-law worked?
But what I'm trying to say is, she doesn't know how to do things without him. That's the sad thing.
It has nothing to do with finance.
But you know what? It does.
It has to do dependent on a person.
No, it does, because she never had to go out and do what she needed to do.
But she had a partner to do stuff with, okay? It's not having to do it with money at the point.
But her partner.
You're not talking about money then.
But now listen to me. If my father-in-law divorced her, he could go out and live.
If he did, but he didn't.
But that you can't live on that. You
but,
can't live on the promise that your partner is going to be with you the rest of your life.
No, you can't. But then, but where she is in her status at the moment.
Right.
I don't see divorce in the future.
Well, of course not.
Okay, I don't see separation. I'm hoping that he is more around for me. That's all she's thinking, okay? It's nothing to do with money. It's nothing. It's living a life without whether it's a partner. It's a partner. How do I live life to the next phase of my life without him?
Yeah.
That's what she's thinking. She's not thinking about the dollars that's coming in anymore. It's not happening.
But
it's just status quo in that kind of generation.
But what I'm trying to say is she's dependent on her sons for support.
Not their money. Not their money.
But
they don't need their financial money.
But what I'm trying to say is
it's independence.
She still needs,
that doesn't have independence.
Listen, she still needs to ask advice
about life.
Yeah, you shouldn't be asking your kids. Would you ask Ricky about life skills?
I am not 85 years old.
But what I'm trying to say
but
is
I'm telling you the
times
are
different. Listen. She would have asked her sons if the same age as you and Ricky. I'm telling you. She has no clue how
about
to live. in general.
That's because she never did.
Ah, that's what I'm saying.
But what does that have to do with financial security?
But I'm talking about...
It has to be with constantly being with her husband. No living, no separate lives.
Thank you.
People do now.
Thank you. But what I'm trying to say is that is the worst thing that could happen to you, is when you're dependent on somebody financially, you are dependent on them spiritually.
That's not true.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're not connected to your husband spiritually?
Absolutely.
So you just said if you're not connected financially,
but you're not connected spiritually. But listen, if I left him, I'd be fine independently.
Spiritually, no. So that's what your mother-in-law is going through now.
But I could form an opinion by myself is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I could form an opinion. I have my own identity.
Right.
I have my own way of living and my own philosophy that is not part of John.
But is independence financial and independence in life is two different things combined together, okay? Some have both, some have one, okay? You can't have both and say that you know, every woman should be this way. It's not fair to say that because everybody is different.
I didn't say that. I just said it's not a good idea.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not a good idea.
But women of our age know how to live and be independent. Doesn't have to be financial dependent, but dependent on themselves. Women of that generation cannot be. They're not used to it. They don't know. It's new for them to go out and order groceries on the phone like you told me. It's just new. It's a new world for them. They're not used to it. She doesn't know how to use a computer. She doesn't even
know
how to turn on a computer.
That I know.
And we're having struggles with it because it wasn't our time either. But we were learning to live it. She doesn't want to know how to learn it. It's totally different mindset.
And you know why she doesn't want to learn? Because she was taken care of. That's why. And let me tell you something. If you want to debate this point with me, you're going to lose.
I don't know if she was taken care of. It's just that she's not equipped for it.
She moved from her father's table to my father-in-law's table, and that's the worst thing that could happen to a woman. And I say this every time I speak. And I will say it until I have the last breath in my lungs.
Right.
The worst thing that could happen to a woman.
Right.
That's it. That's just the way it is.
Listen, I've brought my table, my parents' table, to my own table for 2 years. For 2 years I lived on my own, okay, to a married life.
Okay.
So you could have both. At this state of the game, you could have both, okay. Some have more than the others, but we are independent as women. That's what we're fighting now.
Right.
We're fighting for our independence, you know, fighting for more money, fighting for this, fighting for that. They're not used to that. And that's the same thing in politics.
Right.
The old men think that way also.
And that's
you're dealing with your father-in-law's in office.
And that
we have to stop. It's got to come to...
What did Amy Schumer say the other day? Oh, it's really great. What we have to do is get old white men out of office.
Yeah, that's what we have.
A little bit more clever than that.
Yeah, I remember her saying it. I know she was, but that is the God honest truth.
Yeah.
You know, once it switches over, that whole generation wipes out. It's so going to be so different.
But you know, isn't it? This is what when women say, oh, well, what are you fighting for? Well, I always say, what aren't we fighting for? The fact that the governing power are all white old men deciding whether I could have an abortion.
I totally get it.
I could have denying me my rights to my body.
Right.
That never made sense.
That's not going to happen anymore, baby.
No, but what I'm
That's
trying to
not
say,
gonna happen
what
anymore.
I'm trying to say is
right.
When people say, well, what are you fighting? That's it. And you
right.
know what? Even
That's what we fought
let's
for.
Let's be serious.
Actually.
I don't have to worry about abortion rights
right.
at 56.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a daughter. I do have nieces, and I do have goddaughters.
Right.
So basically, I'll walk for them. But the truth is, I don't have to worry about myself.
Right.
I don't really. So the thing is, you worry about, and I worry about our little boys, too, because when you think about this, if we don't have some sort of gender symmetry and gender neutral zones, well, little boys who want to sew, little boys who want to cook,
mm-hmm.
little boys that want to do things that are maybe outside the stereotypical little boy mark, they can't do it. So,
well, I don't agree with that. I think they can do that. They can do it now because
they have put
the right out there to do it.
What I'm trying to say is, once we move forward with equality for women,
mm-hmm.
it's everybody. It's really everybody. It's not just women having the right to do this.
Yes.
It's little boys having a right to do whatever they want.
I think the gay generation is fighting for their own rights as well. And that's where that is coming forward.
Now?
They could do whatever they want now. And the problem has to do with their close-knit people around them. It has to do with who they're around and growing up with ignorant people.
Of course, it always
is going to go to ignorant people.
Absolutely.
And that is what makes the world mixed.
The problem with this administration is gay bashing is up 40%. That's a very scary number. That didn't even happen.
Our leader in chief says it's okay to be racist.
This is what I'm saying. It, you know, and again, I pin no roses on Reagan, and he was the one that did the major cuts in AIDS,
mm-hmm.
any type of funding.
I didn't believe it was existing.
But if he did, he blamed the gays who should die anyway. But it never rose then. It's rising now, and it certainly didn't happen with Obama.
Right.
And it didn't happen with W either, so I'm not going to, you know, again, I might have disagreed with him.
We had our own issues with 9/11 then.
But what I'm trying to say is we didn't have the resurgence of hatred and gay bashing.
Because that's what he represents.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's why, and
so
we're pulling back.
Well, that's why I'm saying, look, and I even posted something about women's rights, vote for women's rights is a vote for human rights, because it's just a matter of, okay, if you're giving this to me, give it to everybody else.
Right.
I'm not saying I protest, and that's what protests are wonderful, because I could walk a line of protest with somebody else, like what unions do. The nurses' union will walk with the
right.
teachers' union.
You're on solidarity.
It's solidarity, and everybody walks together,
mm-hmm.
and that's a wonderful thing, because, okay, I walk with the gays, I walk with anybody who's underserved. You walk with, and I think that's the wonderful thing about these protests.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, and that's what we should keep doing.
Well, I think we are.
Yeah, I hope
so.
Yeah,
we are.
I hope it keeps going.
You know, and I just think that as we get older and more into the years, we're just going to be a stronger generation.
I hope
everybody's going to be strong.
Yeah.
We're all going to have their own voices. We don't need to listen to the old men in office anymore
that's
to tell
exactly
us what to do. And that is going to be the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen in our lifetime. It's going to happen in my daughter's lifetime.
Yeah.
That's when
yeah,
it's going to happen.
Would.
Because we're going to have new people, new beliefs, new reasons to do different things. It's just going to be totally different. We were stuck with the older generation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to change.
The old God,
yeah. So everybody's got to change it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's called the wave, because it's going to wave into all these different
mm-hmm.
generations
yeah.
as the years we get stronger and stronger and stronger.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, you have a sort of moratorium on things. When I mean, there's always people that will protest, and I always believe that's the best way to show your patriotism
mm-hmm.
is protesting, because you think this country could do better. I love this country, and I'm going to protest because it's not.
Right.
So I always think that's a good thing. But it kind of stopped a little bit until 2016.
Right. It stopped because things were okay, you know?
Well, yeah.
You know, things were okay. We were busy with 9/11, and then Obama came, and he was pretty very stable,
exactly.
You know? So.
Well, you know, I remember thinking when they had the first Easter egg hunt at the White House,
mm-hmm.
they made sure they had same-gender couples and their children
right, yeah.
on the lawn looking for.
Yeah, thank God. Thank goodness for somebody like that, you know?
And that's the thing. They both They both affected each other, and they both were humanitarian. Again, there were a few things that he did that I didn't like.
Of course, he was slow to go.
Yeah,
but he did a lot of big things.
But he certainly did
good things.
And you know what? He might not have been the warmest person, but you know, he really had, I think.
What politician's warm?
Well, you know what? He was. He seemed a little colder. Than
I thought he was the warmest.
But he had a lot of stuff. You know, again, W left a lot of stuff for him to clean up. But I think for the most part, he did the best he could, and he was a good human being. And, you know, maybe not the most effective, but the best human being he
right.
could be. And what do we want to say about Topperson, Elite Ziegelman, before we go?
That I love it.
Okay.
I love it, and it works.
We love them. They love us. Bruises love them more. Topperson is still having New Year.
Oh,
buy
wonderful.
One, get one. Yeah, they are still doing that. Lou Paradise keeps saying he's going to come on the show. We're waiting. Let's see. Let's see if he comes on. But you will not find a better accelerant to healing than Topperson. I'm not going to say it's going to get rid of your pain, but it's going to accelerate whatever rate of healing you need to be done. Burn cream, foot cream, regular formula.
Fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia. There's another one. There's another one.
Junior.
And they're going to come out with a pet formula.
I think that would be wonderful.
Believe it or not. That's a little bit of a push for the FDA, so they're taking a while with that. But Topperson.com, mention us. Mention She's Raising the Bar, and you get a 20% discount.
Wow.
So do that
I'm
now. You
them.
Won't be. You, babe, you got a baby doll. You know. What's the matter with you? But mention them. And I think that's about our show. What do you want to add, Elite?
No, I'm looking forward to Saturday. I hope everybody stays, you know, comes back on to jump the bandwagon with us.
If you happen to be around 72nd Street, Columbus,
stop by, say hello.
We will be there with our sign.
Yes.
We will be sitting out there. We will be in the snow, in the rain. We will be out there from 11 o'clock on. So whatever you need to do, if you don't find the wherewithal to come and be part of the march,
then listen to us.
Something. Listen to us. Go see Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the movie this weekend. Do something that is in solidarity. With that, go out, be productive, be proactive. Thank you to my lovely co-host.
Thank
Lee.
You to my lovely co-host, Glory Tower.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, sweetheart. And we will see you live Saturday, 11 o'clock,
this is live
Columbus
too, you know.
Circle. Yeah. No, people, we're going to be there live.
We're going to be there live.
72nd Street in Columbus, rain or shine, we'll be there. Thank you so much. Go make it a good day.
Goodbye.